Chatham Park's South Village plans to expand nearly 5,000 acres south of U.S. Highway 64 business. At a meeting on October 13th, town commissioners reviewed the Future Development's Small Area Plan, or SAP, which would guide the future development plans for the project. The board reviewed the 129-page document, which also provides conceptual locations for roadways, open spaces, and public facilities, chapter by chapter, and the discussion particularly centered on transit and connectivity to Pittsburgh. In an interview with 97.9 The Hill last month, Mayor Kyle Shipp said the board has seen several drafts of the plan over the last year, with it becoming clearer with each revision.
It's a big topic overall, but I, you know, really appreciate staff's diligence in guiding us through that, guiding the planning board and guiding the town board through that. We'll see how it goes here in the rest of October and November.
The development is the larger counterpart to Chatham Park's North Village, also part of the 7,000-acre master plan community. The proposed uses for South Village include up to 15,000 housing units, research and development hubs, and activity centers. The small area plan describes the latter as the most vibrant area of the site, with higher density residential development, a variety of shops, public spaces, and walkable streets to complement its housing. According to the SAP, the site also plans for public facilities like schools, parks, green space, water, and sewer to help mitigate how the combined North and South Villages will likely account for most of Pittsburgh's growth over the next 15 years. In the face of that anticipated growth, a large part of the town government's discussion focused on how the development will integrate with downtown Pittsburgh. According to Pittsburgh Assistant Planning Director Teresa Thompson, who led the presentation at the October 13th meeting, a public transit system will be an important need for the town as it grows.
We don't really have a true transit network in Pittsburgh right now. We have Chatham Transit, which that's more of an on-call base. In the future, I'm sure we will, to meet the needs of transit network in the future. We just don't know what those are yet.
Noting how the town has an agreement with Chatham Park's investors to build transit stops in the neighborhood, Pittsburgh Commissioner John Bonitz said it could be helpful to have a percentage of trips assumed or projected to be walking, biking, or transit versus private auto. He added how he hopes the town will rigorously contemplate future transportation networks as the town builds a transportation plan.
And I don't mean like blue sky. I mean, what do we actually need in terms of transit? And I think that that's going to be very helpful for the Chatham Transit Network, because I think they fully recognize that as the community grows, they're going to have to change, evolve, and grow. And giving them some quantitative basis would be really useful.
Thompson said an updated thoroughfare plan as part of the town's comprehensive transportation plan is also in the works to help identify what additional future roadways are needed for the development. She said the proposed transportation layout also includes removing some corridors to the east of South Village near Hanks Chapel Road, and several board members requested any impacted or removed roadways be explicitly named in the next draft version. To hear more about the SAP and the board's comments on it, see the story on chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.